Hi, this is Joanna Young with the Drug Addiction Helpline. And tonight I'll be talking about why people get addicted, how it happens. Nobody really understands when they end up in an addiction situation, how it happened and how they ended up there. Well, they ended up there because once upon a time they had a situation, some sort of a problem. They didn't know how to fix the problem. So they started using substances to mask the problem, really, you know, or to get courage to do things that they normally wouldn't do without the use of some sort of substance, whether it's drugs or alcohol, doesn't really make a difference. The fact that that they're using something, it's a crutch, and it doesn't solve the problem that they originally had. And since using substances is not a solution for any of life's problems, it itself becomes the bigger problem. So now the person still has the original problem that they never did solve, and now they have another one in addition to that. So they're sort of going backwards, not forwards into life and get doing better or having better life. They're actually going backwards. So what we do is we get them into a program that actually gives them tools on how to fix the original problem that they had. And when a person resolves a situation that was making their life difficult, uncomfortable, such as low self-esteem, communication inabilities, which leads to lack of relationships. Also, study problems are a big issue for males, especially because they seem to have that more than girls for some reason. Actually, the percentages of males in rehabs is much, much higher than females. So when a male doesn't know how to study or learn, he feels stupid. He doesn't feel like he can accomplish what he wants to accomplish in life. And they start associating with people that don't really expect much from them. So they go from having their childhood friends, which they drop at that point, to associating with people who use substances and just don't really have any plans or ambitions or not going after any kind of goals in their lives. And that's who they feel comfortable with. So yes, we get them the life skills. They solve the problem. They know what to do in life. And when you're pursuing some kind of a goal, any kind of a goal, as long as it's a pro-survival one, it's better than not pursuing a goal. When a person stops pursuing goals in their life, they basically die a slow death. They don't live. They just use stuff to get numb. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Once again, it's Joanna Young with the Drug Addiction Helpline, 877-801-5475. Call us if you need help. Thanks for listening.